I'm wondering if you can tell us again how the spouses of sex addicts help to heal their marriages.
Well, it's a very difficult road for the spouses. Initially, they often feel just completely blindsided and betrayed. And they, you know, married the person in good faith. They had no idea that this is what they were signing up for or getting into. And the person they thought they could trust most in the world is the person who has betrayed them and hurt them the most. So initially, the spouses are in shock. They feel traumatized. Their whole lives have been upended, and they just don't know who to turn to because it's so shaming. They don't want to tell their friends. They don't want to tell their family, so it can be very, very isolating for them as well. And so the first thing they really need to do is to seek help, to get their own individual therapy. If they can, to get to a 12-step meeting for, you know, Sex Addicts Anonymous, the sister program to Sex Addicts Anonymous, which is called Essanon or COSA, and really start to deal with their feelings first and their disorientation. And so the conventional wisdom is that neither the partner or the sex addict make any move for the first year because, as we all know, making a decision when we're in a state of trauma or upset is usually not going to be a good decision any way you look at it. So the idea is to really sit still and take a breather and, you know, get your wits about you. And then the partner also has to see if her husband or if his wife, if the female is the sex addict, are really getting help. Are they going to 12-step meetings? Are they going to therapy? Are they working a strong program so that they are starting to change their behaviors and come clean about all of their behaviors so that some repair can start to happen? Because it takes a long time to rebuild trust, no matter how hard people work. It takes 3 to 5 years for couples to repair their marriages from this problem, and that's if they both are willing to hunker down and do the hard work that's required to make it work.